From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, making contact with ET. Here's what's happening. Well, President Donald Trump is in Poland this morning at the G20 summit. He will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday. On top of the agenda, of course, North Korea, the United States cautioning it was ready to use force, if need be, to stop North Korea's nuclear missile program, but said it preferred global diplomatic action against North Korea for defying world powers by test launching a ballistic missile that could hit Alaska. U.S. officials watched the North Korea preparation for the Tuesday launch of its first successful intercontinental ballistic missile. However, no anti-missile defense system appears to have been activated to shoot down the rocket. The U.S. had watched North Korea fueling the rocket prior to the launch. Dr. Jerome Corsi from Infowars.com with us. Jerry, are our fears of a possible military conflict with North Korea coming?
I think so, George. I think it's just a matter of time now. The Trump administration is requesting the United Nations to consider action and is asking for worldwide diplomatic intervention, but I just don't see it being effective at this point. And as the clock goes, continues to tick down, now we have an ICBM that could reach Alaska, that could carry a nuclear warhead. I mean, we're seeing continuous advances in North Korea in their missile technology, and I'm sure in their nuclear program. And just how long are you going to wait until North Korea actually has a nuclear capability? That's the problem.
Exactly. Who is the heir apparent to North Korea if something were to happen to Kim Jong-un?
That's another good question. I mean, it's the nature of the regime in North Korea is a complete dictatorship with this family, which has dominated for really decades, and there is no other heir apparent that's clear. And whether we would do a strike, a SEAL strike or other kind of strike attempting to take out Kim Jong-un is a possibility, but then, the country could, North Korea could enter into chaos. A military action always looks good, George, when you're thinking about doing it,
Right.
But when you actually do it, it never works quite the way you expect it to, and I'm not sure how long or what the ultimate effect of military action would be. It might just convince North Korea that they were justified in their missile technology, and they may step up their program.
Well, with military action, as we've seen in Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya, that it's worse after the fact. But gosh, could it get any worse in North Korea?
Well, that's the problem, George. I just think when you see the projections that these missiles could, North Korea could hit Alaska, the White House cannot sit by idly and let the threat develop. That's the problem. There's going to be a pressure and a need to take military action, and whether it's effective or ultimately it solves the problem, I'm still doubtful. But, George, I think the time is coming when we're going to see a military attack from the United States on North Korea.
I think so, too. Jerry, thank you so much. Jerry Corsi, Infowars.com. We've been warning people about fireworks, just to be careful. In eastern Iowa, a mother and her newborn baby seriously injured over the weekend after a faulty firework struck the two at a party. Jeez. And this is happening all around the country. The disappearance of Amelia Earhart is one of the greatest unsolved mysteries ever, although a recently discovered photo is being touted as a vital clue to the aviation pioneer's fate. Earhart, who was attempting to fly around the world, disappeared on July 2, 1937, during a flight from New Guinea to Howland Island in the Pacific. Researchers claim that new evidence from the U.S. government archives may finally solve the mystery of what happened to the record-breaking pilot. A two-hour documentary called Amelia Earhart, The Lost Evidence, will reveal documents when it airs on the History Channel July 9th. Investigators will present the theory that Earhart survived her final flight after crashing in the Marshall Islands. The aviator, they say, was then captured by the Japanese military, died in their custody on the island of Saipan. The investigators also claim that the U.S. government may have covered up her fate, citing the possibility that she was on a spying mission. A study by social psychologists shows that people can reliably tell if someone is richer or poorer than average just by looking at a neutral face without any expression. This is due to visibility of the position of muscles that become etched in the face over time as a result of repeated life experiences. I'm going to have to test that and walk around and look at people's faces. What else is going on with the economy this week? Let's check in with registered investment advisor Michael Mish Shedlock. Mish, what do we have this week?
Hey, you got to get back to us on that face reading. I'm interested to see how you do there. Well, you know, I'm looking at things, George. Here, they don't look very good. Now, factory orders were down 0.8%. The latest report, consumer spending has not been very good. Construction spending, which I've been watching because housing has kind of been bouncing around a little bit, was flat in May. Economists expected a bounce. I keep looking at this, you know, kind of muddle through, but muddle through low. GDP estimates are anywhere from about 2%, anywhere up to over 3%. I'm looking at another 1%, George. We're two-thirds into this quarter here. 1 month ago, and it'll take another month and a half before we actually get the data, but I'm kind of centering around 1% or so here, George.
Mish, what do you think conflict with North Korea does to the economy here at home?
I don't think North Korea does much. There are events happening in Europe that I think are far more significant. The Italian banking system, without a doubt, George, is insolvent. The only thing keeping it going is asset purchases from the ECB. They keep buying Italian bonds. It's the buyer of pretty much of only resort. I have a sneaking suspicion that this Kim Jong just freaking wants attention. Unfortunately, he's going to get it.
He's going to get it the way he doesn't want it, that's for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't want it in a way he's likely to get it, which is, Hussein. You know, we saw this over again in Iraq. The problem with striking North Korea is if he retaliates and launches a bomb, it doesn't have to go very far to Seoul in South Korea. If it escalates to that kind of thing, in other words, if we don't manage to take out his nuclear capability in the first strike and he hits Seoul, that is a major, major global disruption, George.
Huge. Thanks, Mish. Appreciate it. Millennials are not ready for the reality of life and suffer from panic attacks and anxiety problems, according to new research. A study of 2,000 young people preparing to start university found that many are not ready for the challenges of living independently. Now, millennials were born between the early 1980s to the early 2000s. Chemotherapy could allow cancer to spread and trigger more aggressive tumors, according to a new study. Researchers in the U.S. studied the impact of drugs on patients with breast cancer and found that medication increases the chance of cancer cells migrating to other parts of the body where they are almost always lethal. Something we've been talking about for a long, long time. That's why we care about your health, and that's why we bring in Pharmacist Ben in a moment from CriticalHealthNews.com. As a matter of fact, that's the website, our partners, and our sponsors of the program, CriticalHealthNews.com. There is a toll-free number set up for those of you who want to talk to a human to get some advice. That's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with Pharmacist Ben on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you twice a month for 2 hours each time with our sponsors and our partners, CriticalHealthNews.com. We bring you segments on health issues that can affect you that will hopefully help you. Tonight, Pharmacist Ben back with us on Coast to Coast. Registered pharmacist, a nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, has been compounding custom medication for years now. He is an accomplished speaker and, of course, a regular guest here on Coast to Coast. He is part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team. Ben, welcome to the program. I've got so many questions for you. And, of course, we'll start phone calls early with you because people are calling already.
George, nice to talk to you again.
This story about chemotherapy, yeah, may spreading cancer, something we always suspected And now in a study, they're saying it happens.
Well, you know, these are things that biochemists understood and healthcare professionals have known since chemotherapy started. Chemotherapy shuts down the growth of cells. But that's the very logic of it. The cancer cells are proliferating, dividing rapidly. So the logic is, well, we just give chemotherapy and it'll slow down the growth of cells. However, as it turns out, the immune system, the cells of the immune system are also dividing rapidly. The cells of the digestive system are also dividing rapidly. The cells of the skin are also dividing rapidly. And so by suppressing cell growth, you end up suppressing the cells of the immune system, the cells of the digestive system, and the cells of the skin. And this is why people on chemotherapy notoriously have digestive problems, they have skin health problems, and they have immune problems. The logic of shutting down the immune system, George, of shutting down the body's biochemical defense weaponry, beggars belief. It's craziness. Now, I understand that if you have if you have cancer, you get desperate, you need to do what you have to do, but there's absolutely no way you are going to avoid shutting down cell division and cell growth, particularly of the digestive system, the skin, and the immune system. And when that happens, of course, your likelihood of further cancers as well as further immune problems is going to proceed. This is why people have these disastrous side effects. George, when we have cancer and we have cancer cells, they are our cells.
Yep.
So by killing your cells, your cancer cells, you're killing your very own cells. When a cell turns cancerous, it takes years and years and years of environmental toxicity. By that I mean cellular environmental toxicity, sugar and drugs and alcohol and cigarette smoke. Cancer doesn't really occur unless the body is toxic. And unfortunately, George, we have created an environment that is almost systematically and consciously designed to create toxicity inside the body. And this is why I'm on record and Dr. Wallach is on record, and we talk all the time about how important it is to get on a good nutritional supplement program. It's the only way we can defeat this toxic environment that we've been born into and that we're condemned to live in. And there's really no way to clean it up, at least in our lifetimes, but we can protect ourselves.
For every 10 emails, Ben, that I get for you and Dr. Joanne Conaway and Doc Wallach, I will get maybe two people who are vehemently opposed to supplementation. I mean, just vehement. I mean, they hate you guys.
It's tragic. Yeah. It's awful, and it's so sad. And a lot of it, in fairness to those folks, a lot of it is because people don't supplement strategically. They just take the latest formula or the single vitamin here or there. The reason that supplementation doesn't work for everybody and the reason why sometimes it gets a bad rap is because it's not done in a conscious and strategic fashion. And that's why at Critical Health News we're so adamant about what we call the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients and the Healthy Start Pack. I don't like this idea of what I call this for that, where you take this vitamin for that ailment, or you take this particular formula for that sickness.
Well, Doc Wallach refuses, in the beginning when I just started to get to know him, it was frustrating because I would ask him a question about what supplement are you talking about, and he won't say. He won't single it out.
Yeah.
Because, as he says, and rightfully so now, as I've learned, he said, it's the encompassing package. Yeah. It's not just that one thing.
It's like when you play baseball. You know, you got nine players. It's not like the third baseman is more important than the shortstop or the catcher. You can have the best eight players in the world, but if you don't have a center fielder, you're not going to win many games. Nutritional supplementation and nutrients, what we call the Mighty 90 nutrients, essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and essential fatty acids and essential amino acids are like players on a team. They're all important. You can't be missing any of them, but unfortunately we know that the way we eat today, because of food processing and because of soil depletion, there's no way to get the nutrients, the 90 essential nutrients that you need simply by eating. Supplementing is an insurance policy to assure that you get all the nutrients. And the reason you have these, as you say, 2 out of 10 people, because of their experiences with, I took vitamin E and I still got a heart attack, or I took vitamin C and I still got a cold, or I took zinc and I still got acne, because it's not a question of these individual nutrients, it's a question of the entire Mighty 90 essential system.
I've got emails that have been coming in, but I do want Carol to know that, Carol, I'm going to get Ben this long email you sent me because it's very complicated, and I want him to address it and look it over. So for you, Carol, Trust me, we'll get it into Ben's hands, and he can get it into Doc Wallach's hands if need be, and we'll take care of that. Now, I do have an email in from Betty who says, I've got problems with my adrenal glands. What do I do?
Join the crowd. We all have problems with
adrenal glands. Well, what are they, and what do they do?
They're your stress glands. They're the glands that help our body handle stress, and what's more, and this is so important, George, not only are our adrenal glands our stress glands, but there are our youth and fertility glands as well. Which means that the more resources the adrenal glands are spending helping us handle stress, and I'm not just talking about psychological stress and emotional stress, I'm talking about the stress of calories, I'm talking about the stress of sugar, I'm talking about the stress of prescription drugs and alcohol and cigarettes, the more the adrenal glands are helping our body handle stress, the less they're making youth and fertility hormones. The less we're able, the more resources we're spending trying to deal with stress, the older we're going to get, the more infertile we're going to get, and the sicker we're going to get. Handling adrenal distress or adrenal stress is the key to longevity and the key to fertility and the key to a long and healthy life.
I think so, too. Ben, we'll take calls when we come back in just a moment. Tom's also taking texts and tweets. Many questions just come rolling in for you. Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call, not to get on the show here, but to talk to a human being about giving you some information, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We cherish that number. You have helped so many people in your career, Ben.
I can't tell you what an honor and a pleasure it is. That I get to do it is the greatest gift that you can imagine. Every time I help somebody, my oxytocin goes up, my dopamine goes up, all my anti-aging hormones go up. And that's the beautiful thing about giving. When we give, we get.
Were you always a giver, even when you were a kid?
I learned at a young age that I would benefit by giving things to people. You know, it says in the Bible to love others as you love yourself. And what that means to me is that when we give love to other people, the love comes through us. We're the ones who get the benefit by loving others. And conversely, when we don't love others, when we're angry or when we're hateful or when we're not forgiving, it's our blood pressure that goes up. It's our cortisol that goes up. It's our longevity that's affected. So to be giving and loving to me it helps the giver and the lover more than it helps the person who's receiving. That's why it's better to give than it is to receive.
Okay, here's one from Bob in Tucson, which I was very reluctant to give you. It says, please ask pharmacist Ben, I have fungus in my toenails. I'm not laughing at him.
It's very common. Fungus in the toenails represents the body's excretion of that fungus, which is why commercials for antifungal creams and laser therapy for killing fungus are so silly.
I keep thinking those little Lamisol creatures jumping up and down.
Antifungal drugs that you get from the physician's office are among the most toxic of all the medications that you can get. When fungus accumulates, when yeast accumulates in the body, which is secondary, follows what's called messed up gut bacteria or dysbiosis. Bacteria in the gut live in balance with fungus, and when we kill off those bacteria by eating too much sugar or by using antibiotics or by drinking antibiotic-laden water, the fungus overgrow, and toenail fungus represents the body's attempt to eliminate the fungus. This is how beautiful the body is. It uses the skin, and it uses the nails.
It fights back, doesn't it?
It uses this as excretory routes. It's a way that the body is eliminating the fungus. So to put medicine on the toenails isn't going to help the fungus because the fungus is inside the body. The best way to deal with fungal infections, which are very common, is to make sure you focus on digestive health. Messed up gut bacteria, technically called dysbiosis, that simply means messed up gut bacteria, is the key to all health challenges. All health and all disease begins in the gut, and excess fungus in the system represents somehow the bacteria in the gut being killed off, most especially by antibiotics, although poor dietary strategies play a role as well.
We had a caller called last night to talk to Judge Jim Gray as we were talking about relaxing drug laws, and she was able to get herself off of painkillers. It took a while, but she got herself off painkillers. Those are addictive, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. That is a horrible, horrible scourge. And by the way, you were talking about relaxing drug laws. There's a substance called CBD. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
CBD is a fraction of the marijuana plant called, technically it's called cannabidiol, that's got some incredible benefits for pain relief. I mean, absolutely mind-blowing for pain relief. It's not marijuana. It doesn't get you high or it doesn't get you intoxicated in any way.
But it has those benefits. Ben, we're going to come back in a moment with you. CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website, or 1-855-949-7234. And, of course, with our dear pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, from CriticalHealthNews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO is the phone number to talk to a human being. A couple little program notes for you. Our luncheon series continues next Tuesday with Catherine Austin Fitz. If you've ever wanted to meet Catherine, now's the time. If you live in the L.A. area, send an email to lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com, lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. And they'll call you right back. Also, in 2 weeks after that, lunch with the Ouija board expert, Karen Dahlman. So lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. That's the email. Include your phone number. Now, our live event on Saturday, July 29th in Everett, Washington. It is sold out. Sold out. They are holding back, and they need to by law, 13 handicap tickets. So if you are handicapped and you want to come to the show, there are 13 tickets set aside for you and people that you might know who also are in need of those kinds of seats. You can get the tickets by going to coasttocoastam.com, click the fourth highlight button, call 425-258-6766, 425-258-6766, or Google Historic Everett Theater. Okay, welcome back with pharmacist Ben, criticalhealthnews.com. We will take your calls next hour as well, so if you don't get in, don't get frustrated. You've got a whole hour to try again next hour. Let's go to the phones. Ben, you ready for some calls?
Absolutely, George.
Let us go to Marie in San Diego to get things started. Hi, Marie. Go ahead.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, yes, George. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I got lichen or lichen scoliosis in the genital area. I went to a pool, got a Pseudomonas infection there. Severe itching, wasn't given enough antibiotics. It formed scarring there, and now they say I have this for life, this lichen or lichen scoliosis.
What's wrong with her, Ben?
You're talking about lichen sclerosis. I think that's
it's a fungus, right?
It's a fungal infection. It happens in women as postmenopausal women. It is an absolutely miserable condition. It's similar to what we were talking about earlier, George. When fungus overgrow in the body, you want to think about bacteria in the gut. There's a balance between the bacteria in the gut. And by the way, the same bacteria that are in the gut are also in the respiratory tract, and they're also on the skin. You actually have a microbiome, a universe of bacteria that live on the skin. When we take antibiotics, and when they give you antibiotics for lichen sclerosis, they make the problems worse. Because what ends up happening is the antibiotics kill the bacteria in the intestine as well as bacteria in the skin, and the fungus overgrow. What you want to do is you want to focus on supporting the health and the environment of the intestine. What's called the microbiome depends on fiber. It depends on probiotics. It depends on fermented foods. I love fermented vegetables because not only do they provide you with good bacteria, but they also provide you with fiber that feed the good bacteria, as well as phyto or plant nutrients that are in the vegetables, and also acid, which is important for the for digestion as well. It's also very important when you have lichen sclerosis or any fungal infection that you get on an absolutely powerful probiotic supplement. I love our nightly essence. You can find that on criticalhealthnews.com, or they can tell you about it if you call us at criticalhealthnews.com. Our nightly essence is made with not only probiotic bacteria, but also digestive enzymes. We also have a line of probiotic-enriched cheeses, which are all organic, made by, and designed by a guy named Jordan Rubin, who's an absolute genius when it comes to digestive health, and the cheese is super tasty and also loaded with probiotics. Supports the health of the microbiome. Anytime you have a fungal infection, whether it's lichen sclerosis or whether it's toenail fungus or any kind of fungal infection.
Terrence writes, He's got gout. He's a diabetic. What does he do about the gout?
The disease of kings, George. Do you ever hear that term, the disease of kings?
I've never heard of that.
Gout is the disease of kings because kings used to eat lots of sugar and lots of bread. Back in the day, sugar was only rich people got sugar, and gout is a sugar issue. It's arthritis of the big toe.
I thought it was a meat issue.
A sugar issue. Yes, they tell you it's purines and some of the proteins that are found in meat. As it turns out, it has to do with sugar, specifically fructose, which is a major source of what's called uric acid. Gout is uric acid crystals in the toe. Go on a low-carbohydrate diet such as a ketogenic diet. I don't know if you and I have talked about the ketogenic diet, but it is a phenomenally important way to improve all markers of health as well as longevity. If you have gout, that means the ketogenic diet is a high-fat, low-calorie, low-carbohydrate diet. All three of those factors are important for people who want to leverage the power of fat. And I don't know if you just heard today, I think it was on CNN, they talked about the importance of good fat and the importance of the so-called paleo diet, and this misunderstanding around fat and replacing carbohydrates, using carbohydrates instead of fat, has led directly to our diabetic epidemic, our metabolic syndrome epidemic, very likely our cancer epidemic as well. So making sure you're getting more, increasing your fat intake, making sure that you're restricting your sugar intake, and using nutrients that help your body process sugar. It's not just taking in or reducing your intake of sugar, it's also using chromium and vanadium and the B-complex. We have a product called Sweeties, for example, that helps support something called the glucose tolerance factor. That's an actual molecule that's in the body that helps the body handle sugar. If anybody's interested in checking that out, it's called Sweeties. You can get that at criticalhealthnews.com or by calling the folks at criticalhealthnews.com. By the way, we take letters and we respond to emails. So if anybody can't get through on the phone here today, we love letters and we love responding to folks. So feel free to send letters to criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the contact button at criticalhealthnews.com.
Perfect. Robert in New York City, welcome to the program. Robert, you are on the air with us.
Hey, Robert.
George, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Ben Fuchs, excuse me. I got a question here. I have a family member started out with diabetes, progressed to congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. She had a double bypass. Then the kidneys went.
Yeah.
And at this point, she developed calciphylaxis.
Okay.
Which is like 1 of 4% people will get it. And we're not sure if it's from the dialysis or from when she was taking warfarin, which they stopped on in March because her INR hit 7.2. What do you recommend for, like, calciphylaxis?
Well, it's not so much calciphylaxis, okay? Calciphylaxis, for the listeners, is calcification of the blood vessels and can lead to blood clots. The body uses calcium as a repair mechanism. So when you have calcification of the blood vessels, what you're looking at is a way that the body is repairing leaks, leaky plumbing.
Inflammation.
It's secondary to inflammation. It's part of the inflammatory process. And the inflammatory process is actually a healing process. It's actually one of the ways the body protects itself. So calcification is secondary to damage to the vessels. This is a woman who's obviously her body is broken down. It's been broken down for years. And we get a lot of letters like this, and it's heartbreaking, really, George. Well, the ways the body can break down and how the breakdown can progress is so tragic. And the more we get doctored without correcting the problem, the more we degrade and the more we deteriorate. Case in point is this gal. When that occurs, when the body is breaking down that significantly and it's progressed that long, you have to start at the beginning. The longest journey begins with a single step. You don't want to be overwhelmed by all of the different ways that the body is falling apart. You want to start off at the beginning. This is so important for people who are dealing with multiple health challenges, and there's many people who are dealing with these multiple challenges. Start with the digestive system. Start by lowering your intake or reducing your intake of calories. Calories represent work, and the more work your body is, the more resources your body is expending, digesting, and utilizing calories, the less resources it has for healing. The body wants to heal, but it has a limited amount of resources, and it can either spend those resources digesting and processing food or use those resources for healing. What would you rather do? Use your precious nutritional resources for digesting food or use it for healing and for longevity and muscle building and growth and repair? Yes, you need a certain amount of calories, but what you really need is nutrition. And this is one of the beautiful things about supplementation. You get nutrition without the calories. Your body gets the nutrients it needs without all the work that it has to expend to process the calories. So restricting your calories and getting on a good nutritional supplement program that encompasses the mighty 90 essential nutrients. The next thing, George, and also for your friend Robert, is to make sure you're relaxing the body. You have two nervous systems in the body. You have a relaxation nervous system and you have an emergency nervous system, and healing takes place under the rulership of the relaxation nervous system. I always tell people in my talks, George, and everybody always laughs, and say, we don't need Obamacare. We don't need national health insurance. We need national hot tub insurance. Every American is guaranteed a hot tub in the backyard. Why? Because a hot tub activates the relaxation nervous system. Women know this intuitively. I always wondered when I was a kid, why do women always take baths? You know, when they're under stress, they always jump in the bathtub. It's because they know intuitively that hot water activates the relaxation nervous system. A bath duplicates or imitates the womb, which for most of us, George, is the last time we had peace of mind. That's why we don't like to get out of the shower. Because all of a sudden we're activating our parasympathetic nervous system, our blood pressure is lowering, our cortisol is dropping, our ability to heal is increasing, just taking a hot shower. Activating the relaxation nervous system is so fundamentally important when anybody's dealing with all of these multiple health challenges, because as it turns out, when we're dealing with all these health challenges, we're in extra sympathetic or emergency nervous system operation. So forcing yourself to relax, sitting on the couch practicing deep breathing, getting a massage, getting a foot massage. If you're married, have your husband rub your back or rub your feet. You know, all of these little things should not be underestimated, because they're powerful ways to access our God-given divine ability to heal. And that's what it really comes down to, George. The body is built to heal. It is divinely mandated, and it is part of our birthright, and you could have to look no further than the last time you cut your finger to observe this healing process take place.
Pharmacist Ben with us from criticalhealthnews.com, our sponsors of the program. You've heard them for years now. We're partners with them, too, to get the word out, and hopefully everybody will take heed. Tom, you've got a text or tweet back there for us.
We do. Ben, you have my vote if you get me a hot tub, by the way.
That's what everybody says.
This is a text from Charity in Weslaco, Texas. I get a lot of stomach aches, and I don't know why. Can you please ask Ben if it's true that water and baking soda will make a sour stomach feel better?
Interesting remedy.
Well, you know, here's the problem. The stomach needs acid to digest its food. Now, baking soda is very interesting stuff, but you don't want to do your baking soda while you're eating. You want to do your baking soda a couple hours after. Your body actually makes baking soda, Tom and George. I don't know if you know that. After you eat food.
I didn't know that.
It drops from after you eat food.
Thought right? I knew everything.
You eat food, it goes into your stomach. Your stomach grinds it up with acid and with enzymes, and as that food drops into your intestine, it gets hit with a big blast of baking soda from the pancreas. One of the big problems as we get older is our pancreas doesn't function as well, and we don't have that whole baking soda, that whole shot of baking soda as well as bile doesn't occur, and this is one of the reasons why people have digestive problems as they get older. Use digestive enzymes with your meals. Our ultimate enzymes actually have some of these pancreatic substances that help duplicate the pancreatic secretions that become deficient as we get older and as we eat lots of sugar. If you have a stomach ache, first of all, you want to distinguish a stomach ache from an intestinal ache. A stomach ache will occur really within 20 minutes or so after you eat a food. But if you have distress a few hours after you're eating, then you're experiencing an intestinal problem. Given that 90% or more of the foods we eat are not foods that human beings grew up with from an evolutionary perspective, that's a shocking statistic right there, George. Over 90% of the foods that we eat didn't exist 100 and 150 years ago. So given the fact that most of us are existing on foods that the body doesn't know what to do with, it's not a shock that 50 to 100 million Americans would have digestive problems. Doing a food diary is critical for anybody who's experiencing this, and starting your food diary off with a fast, one of the most powerful anti-aging and health-inducing strategies you could ever do is something called intermittent fasting, where you stop eating for a day or two. If you're going to do a food diary...
Mm-hmm. I've done that, and I take a lot of water and supplements.
And don't you feel good?
Yeah, you do feel lighter.
You feel lighter because all of a sudden your body's not expending resources processing food, like I was saying. So if you have digestive health issues or indigestion after you eat certain foods, stop eating for a day or two, get yourself a little notebook, and start writing down everything you eat and how you feel after you eat that food. And then absolutely positively get yourself on some digestive support, most especially probiotic supplements and eating fermented food.
Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We will take calls next hour as well, our final hour with him. Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, Ben, I wanted to ask you about these energy drinks. Teenagers seem to be having a lot of problems in the news recently. And also so-called decaffeinated coffee in places like Dunkin' Donuts is having as much as 100 mg of caffeine.
Is that interesting?
And also, for runners, would you recommend running on hills if hills are available?
Okay, so those are three questions. First of all, the big problem with needing energy drinks is by eating a lot of sugar, your body, you go into low blood sugar states or hypoglycemia states. One of the things that happens when we eat sugar, lots of sugar, is our body secretes insulin and pulls the sugar out of the blood, and we get tired, so we go for more sugar or we go for caffeinated drinks. It is a big problem. Absolutely, caffeine is a drug, and caffeine does have to be processed as a drug by the liver. So it's not a good thing, those energy drinks, and I'm not surprised to see that there are problems. The second thing you asked about the hills are awesome, by the way, really awesome. And when you're doing running, when you're using running for exercise, and by the way, exercise is not a great way to lose weight for people who are trying to use exercise. So you got to really do a lot of exercise or be a serious athlete to lose weight by running. But for building muscle and for increasing stamina and improving circulation and heart health, using hills or doing quick bursts of energy or of exercise rather than long-term jogging and for miles and miles for a long time. The third thing...
Caffeine.
I forgot the second thing you asked me.
Caffeine at like Starbucks and stuff.
Well, caffeine is a huge, huge problem. If you're going to do caffeine, sip on it very, very slowly and make sure you're doing lots of fiber and lots of nutrients to help detoxify the caffeine. This is the distinction. I get this question all the time. What's the difference between drugs and nutrients? Nutrients or drugs have to be purified. Drugs have to be cleansed out. Drugs have to be detoxified, and it costs us nutrition to detoxify the caffeine and detoxify the prescription drugs. So the more caffeine you're doing, the more you need your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, your Healthy Start Pack, your Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. The more drugs you're doing, the more alcohol you're doing, the more cigarettes you're smoking, the more important it becomes to get on a good nutritional supplement program.
I don't ingest caffeine because it gives me palpitations, Ben.
Yeah, it's speed. Caffeine is speed. I'm reading a book now called Blitzed, which is about how the Nazis in World War II ran through Europe. I don't know. I know you're a history buff, George. In World War II.
It was called the Blitzkrieg.
Right. They did Blitzkrieg because they were blitzed on speed. They were blitzed on methamphetamine. That's the Germans were the ones who invented methamphetamine.
And they gave it to the troops?
They gave it to the troops. They got them going. And then when they ran out of the speed,
they lost.
1942, they crashed big time. And that was called Stalingrad, they ran out of speed.
Interesting take. Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Phone number to talk to a human, 1-855-949-7234. Those people know their business on the other end of that phone line, by the way, Ben. They are sharp people. Sharp people indeed. And I tell you what, we are going to come back and take your phone calls all over again and go for it. Now, we've got some things going on Facebook, free apps and things that I want you to take advantage of it. One, go to Facebook and like us. Go to Twitter and follow us. And pick up our free apps as well because they are available in the app stores absolutely free. So we're going to come back in a moment with Pharmacist Ben right here, criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call that number to talk to a real human who knows what they're talking about. 1-855-949-RADIO.